Hello, welcome to Singles and Married Today with Judith Daniel Imagoro.
Hello, good morning. I'll be sharing with you today the secret to stand out among others. Please stay with me. It will impart your word. Secret number one, your style of approach. The first tool God gave to humans to walk on earth was a communication tool. Genesis 2:19 says, out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the earth and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever he called every living creature, that was the name thereof. If your life must be dressed and be kept, you must know and understand how to approach both situations and other humans. Adam's job in the garden was not done with physical hands. All he knew how to do was to talk. The utmost reason Adam left the garden was not because he sinned alone, but because he did not use his communication skill well. David was in the same falling age Adam brought, the time where redemption have not yet come. But because of David's style of approach, God called him a man after his own heart. David committed all manners of sins, murder, adultery, and so on and so forth. And each time he did, he would fall on his face and say to God, I've sinned against you. I've done this evil in your sight. He will cry and be remorseful, appeal to God, and God will forgive him. And David never lost his kingdom. His child reigned after him. If Adam have adopted the same method, God might not have driven him out of the garden, but rather he played the lame game. Genesis 3:9 say, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I did hide myself. And he said, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the fruit which I commanded you not to eat? And the man said, the woman whom you gave me to be with gave me the fruit, and I did eat. When God called on Adam, if he had lay flat on the ground and say, Father, here I am. I have sinned against you. I have eaten of the fruit you asked me not to eat. Father, I'm so sorry. How could I have been so weak? How could I have done this evil in your sight? In spite of all the opportunities you gave me. Oh, Daddy, I'm sorry. I believe the God full of mercy would have looked for a way out of Adam, just like he later did, and not lay curse on him and his wife. Instead, he played the blame game. God said, have you eaten of the fruit I commanded you not to eat? He said, the woman you gave me the fruit and I ate. In other words, yes, I've eaten, but God is your fault. You brought a woman to be with me. Because of wrong approach, Adam left his place of abundance and all his privileges. Your style of approach, your perception to life, will determine whether or not you stand out of life. Judas Iscariot sinned. He betrayed his master, Jesus. He lost everything, including his life. Peter also sinned. He denied his master 3 times. Still, he kept his place in the kingdom. Jesus taught, whosoever that denied me before men, I will also deny before my angels. Just like he said during dinner, one of you will betray me. It was bad to betray your master, and it was also bad to deny your master 3 times. The difference between Peter and Judas Iscariot was their approach to life. One felt by feeling remorse, he should commit suicide. And the other felt by feeling remorse is to ask for forgiveness. One lived, fulfilled his mission on earth and went to heaven. The other one died and went to hell. Having the right approach to life is the secret of a colorful life. 3 keys that will keep you on top of life situation. A, the way you speak to people. People who know how to talk to others politely and respectfully always win the heart of people and also are always very favored. Whether or not you like it, you need the favor of God and men to move forward in life. Each time you see a failing relationship is as a result of words that were not properly spoken. Negative words produce negative actions, and negative actions will break any relationship over time. If you want to be successful in relationship, at place of work, at home, in school, or anything you do, you must deliberately use the right words for people. James says, for we all stumble in many ways. But if anyone do not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to bridle his whole body. When you know how to use your mouth, the world will smile at you. Key number 2, the way you speak to things. There is nothing God wants you to understand like the power of the tongue. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. How you use your mouth when it comes to situation you face in life will determine how things will turn out for you. If you learn how to speak positive about things around you, you are sure to stand out among others. Speaking positive words in negative situation when all hope is lost help to build hope in you. And when you feel as though you're losing hope, say to yourself, I cannot be hopeless. I have hope because all things work together for good for me. Hope brightens your countenance at all times, and that attracts good things to you. The whole world was created by the power of the tongue. If you want your world to become what you desire, you have to create it with your words. If you can take and meditate on this daily, all your desires will come to your life. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said will come to pass, he will have whatsoever he said. If you can constantly rehearse these words in your heart, you will enjoy a transformed life. These are the secrets of living healthy, prosperous, having blessed children, and overcoming life battles. By speaking what you desire in spite of what you see, God says those things that are not as if they were. Key number 3, the way you perceive life. No human can rise above his perception to life. You are what you think and how you perceive your own life. God said to Abraham, look northward, eastward, westward, as far as your eyes can see, unto them will I give you and your seed forever. If Abraham had seen very little, all he would have had would have been very little. A lot of people are very shallow-minded, and that's all they will ever achieve. Very little. Expand your view to life, then you will see more in life and become a resourceful person to the society and to God's kingdom. Secrets number 2 to stand out among others. Your values. If you want to stand out among others, you must improve yourself. In today's world, the more you know, the more valuable you become. You cannot afford to have the same value year in, year out. Never be where you are today next month. Set a monthly goal for yourself. Say to yourself, this month I will know this more. It could be knowing God more. I want to read more of God's word 10 minutes every day. Target to understand just a verse in a day. In 30 days, you would have understood more verses, and the enemy can never defeat you again in that area. You can also do that in your home. Improve on your relationship with your spouse and your children. You can also do that in the area you intend to go in the future or your present place of work. People respect you for the value you carry. I might not be versed in all areas of life, but on this job God gave me, I have decided to be diligent to hear God. People respect you for the values you carry. Beauty is not enough to make you stand out in life, but the knowledge in you, the contributions, and the value you add to others, that is what makes you to stand out in life. Getting married is not about looks anymore. It's about the value you can add. And let me tell you, from the beginning, marriage was not about looks. God created a man to be a provider and a leader, and a woman to be a helper. It was about the values, not the look. When the servant of Abraham was asking God about the sign for the wife of Isaac, he never talked about looks. Hear the kind of prayers he prayed. He says, let it be the woman I will say, give me water to drink. And she will say, I will give you and your camels also. Let her be the one that you have appointed for your servant Isaac. In other words, he was looking for a woman that can add value. So marriage is about adding value to one another. Beauty is an addition, not the major. Rebecca was described to be a very beautiful woman, but that was not the criteria for choosing her. Ways to increase your values. A. Seek knowledge. Seeking knowledge does not mean you should read all the words in English dictionary, but in your area of interest and in everything you are involved in, seek to know and always improve what you know. B. Consciously apply what you've learned. Informations give birth to knowledge, and the application of knowledge is what is called wisdom. Proverbs says, a wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain wise counsel. As you're listening to me today, you're getting information on how to improve in your life, marriage, and relationship. This information will give you knowledge in this area, but it will not add much to your life until you begin to apply it. C. Work on your temperament. The height you will get to in life depends on your personality, which is the benchmark of every life. You can never go farther than your character. What is temperament? Is your mood, your disposition, your character. That will determine your overall outcome of life. No matter how talented you are, If you do not have a good character, you will not go far in life. Improve on your character if you desire to stand out in life. Moses was a man who enjoyed intimacy with God. He was so blessed with an exceptional destiny, but he did not end up well due to anger issues. He enjoyed the New Testament relationship with God while still in the Old Testament. Moses wrote the book of creation, though he was not yet born at creation. God sat him down and told him how he created the world. With all that he enjoyed from both God and man, his temperament brought him down. Cain also went down by wrong temperaments, jealousy. He got angry with his brother because his sacrifice was not accepted by God. God even advised him, "Cain, why are you angry? And why is your face falling? If you do well, will I not accept you? And if you do not do well, sin is knocking at the door. Its desire is to have you, but you must rule over it." But yet he ignored God's advice and killed his own brother because of jealousy. If you must stand out in life, you must work on your character that is not lovable. You must work on anger, jealousy, gossip, stealing, argument, unforgiveness, cheating, ungodliness, hatred. There is no character that can automatically change in your life. You need to constantly work on it by renewing your mind. Any wrong character you refuse to work on will repair blessings from you. It is like you have left a window open for Satan to come into your life. You need to deliberately work on your character. This secret was given to me by God Almighty to share with you. As you practice them, your result is inevitable. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak to your word. You can join me again for another profound topic. Same time, same station, next week. Do have a blessed day. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. We are committed to partner with you to help build your spiritual, physical, and emotional life. Together, we will help guide singles to the right relationships, build healthy marriages, raise godly children, restore peace into troubled homes, and build a healthy society. For partnership and counseling, please call 081-882050-42, 081-404-52433, or email on keys2happyliving@yahoo.com. Visit our website at www.judithimagoro.org. Join Singles and Married Today weekly conference every Sunday evening except first Sunday of each month at Magrillo's Event Hall, 169 Ogudu Road, Ojota, Lagos. Time, 4 to 6 p.m. At Singles and Married Today, we'll help your marriage and relationship to bring out a beautiful fragrance. God bless you.